All right, before we talk football with Ed Werder, I want to tell you guys about my mini vacation this weekend.
Thank you.
It was our fifth wedding anniversary on Saturday, and we decided to do an overnight trip, which we have not done since our daughter was born. So this was the first time that we
overnight trip without her.
Yeah,
yeah.
First time we were going to be away from her overnight, and it was a very weird feeling. Now, we've had plenty of nights out where we've had a sitter or the grandparents watch our daughter, and we've gone to dinner, something like that. And we've been away from her individually, but, you know, I'm out of town, my wife is there, she's out of town, I'm there. But this is the first time that we were somewhere overnight without her, and it's a very weird feeling.
Let me guess, you spent the whole time talking about her and also checking the phone app where you can look at her baby monitor.
Partly. We spent a lot of the time talking about her, and my wife spent a lot of time checking the phone to see if she was getting messages from the grandparents.
Yeah.
We weren't actually watching, but we were waiting for messages like, did bedtime go well? How was dinner? Things like that. It was amazing. That night, going to bed and knowing we could sleep 12 hours if we wanted to, because that was the night that we rolled the clocks back as well, and have no concern about our daughter waking us up at 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. It's a very weird feeling. And it was.
Did you ever do the creepy thing where she gets out of her bed and you open your eyes just randomly in the middle of the night and she's standing right beside you staring at you and you're like, whoa, what the hell?
No.
Kids do creepy stuff like that sometimes.
No, but speaking of creepy, side story, our daughter never wakes up in the middle of the night. She's a great sleeper, 10 hours solid every night.
Vaping.
But the other night she woke up crying around 2 in the morning, and my wife went in there, and we've got the monitor right by my side of the bed. And our daughter was crying and said she wanted to go brush her teeth really well. So she was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of sleepwalking and talking. And my wife easily got her back into bed and tucked her in, and she fell right back asleep. And as my wife was walking out of her bedroom, she was trying to pull the door closed very quietly to not wake her back up, and she felt somebody push the door shut from behind. And she came into the room and said, did she get out of bed? And I said, no, I've been watching her. She's asleep. She goes, that's weird. I thought she pushed the door closed because somebody forcefully pushed the door closed. I said, no.
Stay out.
Yeah, so that was...
She's ours now.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Could it have been the AC coming on? And
that's what I said.
Yeah.
Maybe it happened at the exact same time the AC popped on. That's probably what happened, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do the overnight trip somewhere close, and we went to the Fort Worth Stockyards.
There you go.
Ah,
the most haunted place.
There's that new hotel there, the Drover, and we had been through there a few times.
That's
just
great.
Walked through there and had
awesome.
A drink.
Yeah.
Great place.
Beautiful.
And so we got a room there for Saturday night, and we got over there around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and checked in on Saturday. Great hotel. The backyard space is amazing right there on that little river.
Mm-hmm.
What I had forgotten, because it's been a long time since I've been to the Stockyards in the evening... We go to Fort Worth a lot, and we've taken our daughter down to the Stockyards, and we take out-of-towners down to the Stockyards. I love the Stockyards.
Yeah.
Have they gotten over the Western thing at the Stockyards
yet?
No. They haven't rebranded?
No. They have not gotten over the Western thing. In fact, just about everybody there is really leaning into the Western thing. Everybody's wearing their boots and hat and Western shirt and all of that.
Heck yeah.
I had forgotten, though, how crazy... The Stockyards are on a Saturday night. Before dinner, we went out walking, and this is, 7 o'clock in the evening, and it is packed, and people cruising through there, and all the out-of-towners. It feels like it is the weekend getaway for everybody from small-town West Texas. If you're from Sweetwater or Jacksboro or Post or Snyder, that you are... coming into Fort Worth to go to the Stockyards. It didn't feel like many Fort Worth locals, and certainly didn't feel like many Dallas locals. It felt like a lot of people from small town West Texas there for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I think that's probably the case. And a lot of people are dress-up cowboys, but I think a lot of people are real cowboys that are there.
You bet.
And I used to go out in the stockyards a lot back in the early days of the ticket and back when George and I worked at KRLD because a mutual friend of ours, Chuck, was a big country bar guy, and he would take me over there all the time when we were in our 20s. And I was such a fish out of water. You know, he could two-step, and I couldn't. And Grego, back in the early days of the ticket, had a bunch of friends who ran bars over there, so I used to go over there with Grego a lot and go to those bars.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been 25 years since I've been out in the stockyards on a weekend night, and it is crazy.
Yeah. I love Fort Worth, just the whole thing. Stockyards, mm-hmm. Sundance Square, all that downtown area is just awesome.
I remember Grego always telling me that everybody who went out in the stockyards on a Friday or Saturday night went out to do one of the two F's. Either
I don't want to know what the two are. I'm sure one of them is fighting.
The holy grail of F words, and then or fighting.
Right.
So if you didn't F, you were going to fight. But those are the two things everybody looked to do. We get up Sunday morning and we walk, and there's nobody out there. And that was a really cool feeling. Ran into a couple of P1s, actually. But the feeling of walking up and down Exchange and Main Street with nobody out there, and it feels like you're on a Western movie set.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. And I love the history of the stockyards. Actually opened in 1866 just as a little livestock market. Then the railroads arrived, and it officially opened as the Fort Worth Stockyards in 1890. Mm. And that Coliseum building is great. That old architecture, and they still have a rodeo there twice a week
in
that Coliseum.
Yeah, I've seen one there.
Which I'd love to see that in that old building. I think that'd be awesome. And they've got the cattle drive they do every day for the tourists, and they've got horse rides. When we drove into the hotel, we were delayed by a horse crossing. There were about 20 people going on a horse trail ride. It's awesome down there.
Yeah, that's a good weekend thing to do.
30 minutes from Dallas, and it feels like you're a world away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right, George. I love everything about Fort Worth. And I've always said I love Dallas, too, but I really wish our station was in Fort Worth so we could live in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
You know, the long commute I wouldn't want to do every day, but I love the feel and vibe of Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And we got back on Sunday morning. Had to get back for the Cowboy game. And, daughter was completely fine. Like, she was...
Didn't notice you were gone.
Barely noticed we were gone and had a great time with the grandparents.
That's great.
I want new parents now.